Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm here at the IDS booth from GC Europe or GC, and I'm here together with Laetitia Lacroix. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, Laetitia, what's your position in the GC company?
So, I'm business unit manager. I'm responsible for all the launches of products which are dealing with dentistry products and dentists, especially on the composite, looting, and CAD/CAM portfolio side.
Okay, great. So you can really tell us everything about what the dentist is expecting or the dental technician can expect at the IDS when he's coming to to this booth.
So I'm more focused on the dentist, but yes, indeed, we have a lot of exciting new products this year. So it's really great for us because we're coming with 7 or 8 new products.
Oh, wow.
We did a lot of efforts in the last month to get everything ready, but we are very proud to come with products and also with a lot of education tools around the products. So we believe that can give a chance to the dentist to try the product themselves and not only to look at it on the booth. Yeah.
So what are the restorative products you're launching this IDS?
So we've been having for already more than 10 years Equia products, and I think Equia is a real game changer. It's the first long-term solution that can be applied in bulk for posterior restoration. Now we have this year Equia 40 HT, which is a glass hybrid but with higher translucency in it.
Okay.
And it is really nice to be used for a very simple way for class 1 and 2. Very good cost efficiency also, but also very acceptable clinical results also on a long term. And I think it's a very nice product also when we think about MIH, which is a big topic nowadays where adhesion is difficult to achieve on a MIH tooth. And we can, with Equia 40 HD, have a good chemical adhesion between the product and the tooth and also have a fast and good solution for the dentist and for the patient because they don't need anesthesia.
Oh, okay.
And you can treat them with ERT technique, and then we can also have this patient with sensitive teeth a good solution for them.
So, but the HD stands for?
High translucency.
Higher translucency.
Yeah.
So it's just, I'm not an Equia user, so why is it better? Why is higher translucency better?
Well, we have a lot of Equia lovers, and they told us in the last year, Equia 40 is much better. You can really feel when you drill that the material got stronger, and they really understand that for class 1 and 2, it's a product they can use in their daily life. But they were still lacking a little bit of translucency to make it a bit nicer looking. In this one, we not only improved the translucency, but also the handling. We made it slightly more sticky, a little bit more working time. So we really fine-tune everything that the product is now the best one you can offer.
Okay, what other products do you have for this IDS?
We have this year launched Geniol Universal Injectable.
Oh, great product.
That's a really cool one. Yeah. I think every dentist, like when we test it on the booth or when they test it during our sales talk, they are really impressed by the handling. It's a product that doesn't slump, but at the same time is adapting very well to the cavity. And you can apply it without pressure. And it's certainly, what is amazing is that it's only not only like high of viscosity material, but it's also very strong material. We put inside a lot of the latest TC technology, the full silent coverage technology, and that's allowing us to have a very strong material with more than 170 megapascal flexure strength. So it's our strongest composite actually on the market. And we are really proud of this unique one, definitely.
Actually, what most probably don't know that it's a new material class by itself.
Yeah, it's really injectable. It's a new way of working. Because with the injectable, you can really build your restoration cups by cups. So you don't have to layer in a traditional way anymore and to burr to give it a shape. You can give the shape from the moment you actually apply it. And you can just inject the material in the cavity, and that's another way of working, but we think it's really the way for the future, definitely. In Asia, they actually use much more injectable material, like in Japan, than they use paste composite. We see in Australia, the market is already changing into this direction, and we hope for Europe we can also give a direction that the dentist is more and more using this material because it's easy to use, but at the same time, it's very strong and very durable material.
Okay, this is very interesting.
Something interesting with this material also that we can use it for the injection molding technique.
Hmm.
So I guess you
actually,
know...
Actually, I had a podcast with Florian Klump about the injection molding technique, and it's quite a cool technique.
Yeah, it's really cool because you can do like direct veneers yourself on the chair side. Also, for that we develop Exaclear. We launched Exaclear this year, which is an extremely clear silicone material, so you can really control where you inject. the combination between the high viscosity, the high wear resistance, the good shade adaptation, and at the same time the transparent silicone makes it really cool to be used in anterior but also in posterior, because of the increased rate of wear cases in the surgery, there's a real need to be able to have an adapted solution also for posterior. Yeah.
I can only recommend the podcast with Florian Klump I did today.
Definitely, it should be interesting.
Because whenever someone wants to hear more about this injection molding, this is the podcast to hear.
Good.
Oh, and now actually the next on your list is one of my favorites. So what's from your GC side?
So EverX Flow, I think it's a very intriguing material. It's a fiber-reinforced flowable composite that can be used either in a bulk when you want to work faster with large cavities, or in a dentin replacement purely with more chroma. The idea is really, if you have to replace dentin, you use this one and you increase the fracture resistance of your restoration. So why did we do that? Because we noticed that one of the first cause of failure of restoration actually is not secondary caries. The first cause is actually fractures.
Oh, okay.
So we thought if you want to continue making direct restoration, which are usually more conservative to the tooth, then we would need a stronger substructure actually to be able to restore in direct way in the practice. You can also use it before you do an inlay or an onlay as a base. So it's also useful for indirect solutions. But definitely, it's a unique product. It has a fracture toughness which is almost double of any other composite. Mm. So it's really the fiber will reinforce the structure, will make it possible to have stronger restoration in the end. We had before EverX Posterior, maybe you know.
Yeah, of course. I like that you kind of upgraded the EverX Posterior with it, because I think it's one of the most underrated products in the dental restorative industry. And some people probably would expect that somehow vanishing, but that you're actually updating it, even with like the dentin shade, which was always one of the flaws of the EverX Posterior, but that it was quite translucent, that even that problem was solved. Since I've been using it, I first thought I don't need the dentin shade, but now I actually see the potential in it. So I'll also have a talk with someone from Finland about it.
Yeah, it's very interesting. So we learned a lot from the user of EverX Posterior. They say usually they like the product, but they didn't like so much the handling because it was a very stiff material. Mm. They were lacking a little bit of shade in some of the cases, but they still like the idea of the fibers and the reinforcement, and they saw it really as a strength. And so it was only available in Unitips. So now with EverX Flow, we try really like it's a flowable, it's very easy to use, it's self-leveling, it doesn't slump in molars, so on the viscosity point of view, we really improved. But also we came with this dentin shade to make it possible to make it even more aesthetic. It's available in syringes, so now you can really control the amount you want to dispense and the way you're going to dispense the material.
Actually, there are no excuses anymore not to use fibers.
Definitely.
Okay, tell me something about TempSmart DC.
So, well, DC is not always known in all countries for temporary crown and bridge material, but we have in some countries a very strong market share with Unifast. Maybe you know Unifast is from GC, maybe you didn't know Unifast is from GC. We were thinking for years that we should upgrade it because it's a part of liquid version and it's not so much adapted to the modern practice anymore. It took us quite some time, but we really think with TempSmart DC we came with a good solution in cartridge now, also available in syringe. The idea is to have a material that you can lacquer. So by lacquering it, you can shorten a lot the time that you are working with. But we also really worked on the composition. So it has a little bit of resin inside. It's not only bisacrylic. It has two different types of fillers to make it also strong. So you can use it for short spine bridges, like three-unit bridges, for example. And it also offers really cool aesthetic. The gloss is there, very nice. We decided in the composition not to use plasticizer, because plasticizer is giving this sticky layer that you have on the surface for temporary materials. But by not using plasticizer, actually, you make it possible and lacquering to have a very less sticky layer, almost no sticky layer on the surface, so you can polish in a very short time. And the polishing gloss, because of the fillers inside, is quite impressive too. We think like it took us quite some time to get there, but TempSmart DC is a very nice temporary solution for short and longer bridges option. Yeah.
Okay, great. So there are so many materials, I'll just as we go on with your list, what's next?
Okay, next one is Fujisame Evolve. So Fujisame Evolve is a resin modified glass monomer. Like a lot of people know Fujisame, it's a known brand from DC. Well, we got the remark that it would be nicer to have something a little bit more modern in use out of the cartridge, which are very good, but you need a special dispenser with it. They are quite big. So we decided to upgrade, first of all, the handling. So we now have a syringe, which is also Automix.
Okay.
We also upgraded the Automix that it's easier to click. It's a push and click mixing tip, so that's very nice. But what is more important maybe is to know that it's a perfect material also for metal base and zirconia restoration.
Ah, okay.
We could now show that we have kind of a chemical addition to zirconia, so you can really use it in a everyday practice for a lot of situations where you cannot have isolation, you want to have a worry-free solution, you don't have post-operative sensitivity, you have a very good sealing ability with this product. And in terms of handling, we also made it possible now to tack cure the excess.
Ah, okay.
So you can even remove it after 5 seconds only.
Everything the dentist wants.
We hope so. No, but it's really interesting to see. I mean, on the booth, we have a few samples now. It's the first one we receive. It will be available on stock in May. So it's really a pre-launch. But we think we get there a real great improvement of our well-known Fujisame.
Okay, the next product is also about cementing.
Yeah.
Stefan already had a small lecture about it today. I was not able to see the whole part, but the beginning was also very interesting.
Yeah, so DSM Veneer. We started a few years ago with the DSM family to go into the world of something of what we were known for, the resin modified glass and the glass monomer, but we entered into the resin looting categories. So with GSM Linkage and then GSM Linkforce 2 years ago, and now with GSM Veneer we're really completing. So it's a light cure option for especially for veneers and in its own list. It has the ability to be easily dispensed. Once again, we really play a lot on the tixopropyl because we believe for the dentist it wants to be comfortable in working. And if we can bring the comfort in working, then we have added value. The excess are good because they are not too fluid. So when you place a veneer, you want to be able to control the placement, have enough working time, but at the same time, the excess should not go everywhere, which should be easy to clean. Because of the tixotropy, actually, you can easier remove the excess. And then it's also a quite strong material, so in terms of wear resistance for the margin, very good. So if you have also, for example, onlays with a margin which is on the vestibular or occlusal surface, that you will also have a long-lasting solution in time.
I mean, I saw, for example, the kind of the flow, the cement is kind of the same application form like the injectable, so even with a bending tip. So
yeah, definitely. That's our latest technology, the full saline coverage technology for the fillers. So we use this technology also in GSM Veneer. It makes sense because we want to upgrade all our products, and so this is the best tixotropy we can use, obtain with this technology.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, the bending tip is great. it's such a small tool which makes the appliance, probably in the veneer case, it's not that important, probably, but it's nice if you already know something from universal injectable and can just apply it also in the cementing of veneers. The next area you want to talk about is the CAD/CAM area.
Yeah. Yes, also in CAD/CAM we are developing a lot. So 4 years ago or 5 years ago we launched CeraSmart, maybe you know. Since then we launched initial LRF, so lucid reinforced feldspathic ceramic. This year on IDS we're coming with two news. First of all, an upgrade of CeraSmart, we make it even stronger, we adapted the shades, make it easier to mill. So the same good feature, but even a bit better. So it's now called CeraSmart 270. I really encourage the CeraSmart lover to try this one because I think the shade adaptation will make a difference, a little bit less yellowish, a bit more on the chroma side. And suddenly our big news on IDS is the pre-launch of our initial Lizzie block.
Oh yeah, that's a big news.
Definitely the lithium disilicate block from GC that doesn't need to be put in a furnace, that you can directly polish after milling.
Oh, really?
So after years of development, we launched 2 years ago the Lizzie press. Mm-hmm. So our first lithium disilicate for pressable ceramics. And now we came with the possibility to have it in a block also. And we really believe from the first feedback we got from the tester that it's also a nice product to try.
But can you also put in the oven like the old Emacs workflow, for example? Or
Definitely. So you will not increase the strength. The strength is similar whether you put it in the oven or not.
Okay.
But with our full range of initial ceramics, we have good characterization solution like luster paste, for example, which is it's a ceramics for characterization. So it's not only painting, it's also ceramics.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, you can already obtain some 3D effects. So if you take a few shades, like the A for the chroma, or the gray for the translucency, and the brown for the fissure, you can basically make your monochromatic solution into a beautiful ceramic restoration.
Because we recently got a ceramic machine at our office, so...
So I should give you a block to try.
Yeah, I probably have to try it. Great. How many lectures do you have this year?
Well, this year we really emphasize education. We think it's important that we not only show our product, but we also learn the dentist to use those products. We think we can bring innovative solutions. So we decided to go for 61 hands-on.
Wow.
We have a table with direct solutions, like you can learn about anterior layering, but also like injection molding technique. You can learn of how to use EverX Flow. We were just talking about enlarged posterior cavities. You can learn something quite unique, the stamp technique with AQR40 HD.
Mm-hmm.
So I really encourage you to discover that. We have Cost by Cost with Genial Universal Injectable to show how it works. We also have characterization of CAD-CAMs, hybrid blocks. We have solutions like mock-up for veneers. So we really try to push a little bit the limits and to always be on what can we learn you new to improve the way you work and to make it easier for you.
Okay. So, and the dentist just come to the booth and...
So they have to subscribe for the hands-on. It's a 45-minute session each time, except anterior restoration is 1.5 hours to get the time to polish also. So they can come to GC booths and subscribe for the hands-on. If we are full, we will only privilege our customer, of course, but we hope there will be a place for everybody. Besides that, we also have a lot of speakers attending this year. So we're quite happy to announce that we have 47 speaker sessions.
Wow.
Where we also will display a lot of new techniques to be learned during IDS.
Cool. Thanks a lot for the talk, and I hope you have a great IDS.
Thank you. Great IDS to you too.